We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Yotes Amud Aleph with two dots. Saying the Mishnah of Shavim Elu VeElu Shetayin, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you let her load up the press, the olive press or the wine press, with grapes or olives, and put the beams on top of it and let the beams sit there the whole Shabbos. And even though Beis Shammai held this problem, she says Kalim here Beis Shammai will still be masking. And Shalos why? Zok the Gemara, Ma'ishna Kulu the Gazu Hu Beis Shammai. Why everything else does a gzera of Beis Shammai? Ma'ishna Kares Beis Abad the Guli Abgas, and why by the beams of the Beis Abad and the Guli Abgas, which the grapes and olive presses, the Loi Gazu he wasn't geyser. Zok the Gemara, Pshaz Azay. Hanoch the Avlu Beis Shabbos Mechayev Chatos. The other things we do on Shabbos, like tzevei, all those things, Yechayev Chatos. Goes to Beis Shammai, different Beis Shammai said, you're not allowed to do it in your Kalim. Goes to Beis Shammai, Erev Shabbos Mechashecha. But Kari Beis Abba, Begul Agas, the Avlu Beis Shabbos Mechayev Chatos. We do it on Shabbos, no Chayev Chatos. Why not? Because we said, before you put it into the press, you start the process already by either jumping in with your feet or grinding it a little bit. So there, Loi Gazer, we're in Gazer. Now you just have to speak out. What's Lashon Gazer over here? We're talking about Shvisas Kalim according to Beis Shammai, which is Issa Deraisa. So saying the Loi Gazer, Yeh Gazer, what's Lashon Gazer? So the Taisa speaks out before, there are two types of Shvisas Kalim. Beis Shammai was all Shvisas Kalim's also, but there's a difference. The only time Shvisas Kalim does the Raisa, if the Kalim actually does a Maisa, like a grinder. That's the grinding on Shabbos, a water grinder, water mill. It's grinding on Shabbos. That's Shvisas Kalim Deraisa. But these Kalim just sit stationary and something happens in them. Those things are not Shvisas Kalim Deraisa, only their Xeri Derabanan. Different, we call it Gazru. And we didn't make this Derabanan, this type of Shvisas Kalim, if the whole Issa they're doing is only Derabanan. Because like a Xeri Lexera. And since here, there's no schita de raisa on these grapes because they're already a little bit crushed. Therefore, they didn't make a gzeira of Shvisas Kalim. Zok to Gemara, man tana, who is the man diyama? The chomid osim mele shabadami. Who is the man diyama holds that these grapes, since he started crushing them and it would really come out by itself, and only now with the beams coming out quicker, who holds that that's not called schita de raisa? Which man diyama is that? Om Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Rabbi Shmuel here. It's Rabbi Shmuel. It's not. We went to the Mishnah on Idias. Hashum va baiser. Hashum is garlic. Baiser is small grapes that they crush for certain type of dips. Va malilois is like little pieces of wheat that weren't finished growing. Shariskam baidyam. Erev Shabbos ready, you started crushing it. And now you want to put it into this container to crush it more. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer Yigmar Shtachshach. You let it leave it in the Kalim. Let it finish off after on Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Lo Yigmar, you're not allowed. And the Mepharshim speak out. They were going, obviously, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold like Beis Shammai. Because if not, there wouldn't be a problem in the first place. Hold like Beis Shammai. And still, Rabbi Shmuel says it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because he holds, since it started the process before Shabbos, risk on already, you crossed it a little bit Erev Shabbos. So it would have started coming out anyway. And now I'm putting into this Keli only to make it go quicker. That's not a problem. So we're saying our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. It's one shot in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lozor, the Amayro, who Rashi says is Rabbi Lozor ben Pedas, Omar, he says, our Mishnah is the Tana Rabbi Lozor, who is Rabbi Lozor ben Shemua. Omar, Rabbi Lozor, it's Rabbi Lozor ben Shemua, the Tana will enter the Mishnah later on. Chalos devash shiriskam be'erev Shabbos. It's honey combs that you already squeezed before Shabbos. The Yotzum Atzvan, now on Shabbos, something dripped out. Now the halacha is, on a regular schita, if something comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it, because it's called maskun shazav. Why not allowed to eat it or drink it? Because maybe you'll come to do it on Shabbos. So here, it's also, he says it's also if it came out by itself. Why is it mutter? Because he holds, since it's already started at Erev Shabbos, so now, whatever comes out on Shabbos, even if you squeezed it, wouldn't be schita deraisa. Since it wouldn't be schita deraisa, there's no gzera of maskun shazav. So the same thing, our Mishnah also is not Schit Deraisa. We have a found a ton of holes that our Mishnah is not talking about Schit, that's not called Schit Deraisa after it's already started being crushed. So Rabbi Loza says it's Rabbi Loza, and the other man, the Yama, who is Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, says it's Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, my time along with Rabbi Loza. Why didn't he say like Rabbi Loza and say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Loza? Omalach, Hossam, by the case of honey, who the mikara oichel b'seif oichel, it starts with oichel and ends with oichel, so it's less than schita v'natayra there, because there, the chalais dvash are the same type of thing. It's not like changing something from a salad to a liquid. There, the honeycombs and the honey are both similar to eichel. My shaking by novim and zesim starts off as a grape, ends off as a drink. That's called schita deraisa. Hacha mikara oichel v'hashto mashka. Therefore, it's more schita deraisa, and he holds not a dimnyan. Just because he's matter v'chalas dvash doesn't mean he's matter by zesim v'anovim and mishnah. Just because there is not deraisa, maybe zesim v'anovim will be deraisa. Because by zesim v'anovim starts off as a grape and ends off as a mashka, so it's a bigger din dash, a bigger din schita. Rabbi Loza Amalach, well, says no. I have a brisa that Rav Lozar says even zaysim v'anovim that was squeezed before Shabbos and then something came out of it on Shabbos, no problem asking shazavu because avayis toys Rav Lozar holds even zaysim v'anovim it's not the brisa. They brought a brisa that says zaysim v'anovim shuriskim erev Shabbos v'yotzim atzvam. Zaysim v'anovim they started squeezing erev Shabbos and it came out the mashkin by itself. Asurim the mashkin is also the mashkin shazavu. Rav Lozar. Who's Rosman Shmuel Rav Shem Matirim? So you see clearly in a brayser of Loza's Takamati, even by Zeis Vanovim. Therefore, he holds anything that started being squeezed is not a problem. Schita the brayser. Rav Yisrael Rokhanim and brayser Shmuel, he never heard that brayser. Therefore, it's not shver why he didn't say like that. He held it was a chiluk, and he didn't know the brayser. He knew the Mishnah. He knew the Mishnah, but he didn't know the brayser. Okay, now Rav Loza, my time love with Rav Yisrael Rokhanim. Why didn't Rav Loza say like Rav Yisrael Rokhanim, who says our Mishnah is going to Rav Yishmal? Rabbi Shmuel says Gantz Mefurish that Shum Boiser and Melilois, you let it keep in the press the whole Shabbos. So it sounds like very Shmuel says Rabbi Shmuel. Why do you want to say Rabbi Shmuel? Amalach Lav Itma Lo Amar Rabbi Achanina Amar Rabbi Yechonam V'Chusarim Dicha Dekuli Amalei Pligi. If there's three stages, there's you know a plain grape, then it reaches Dicha, then shrika, and then you put it into the press. So the three stages are dicha, shrika, and then put it into the press. So he says, mechasarim dicha, if you only did dicha to it, which is a first level of crushing, kuliam le pligi, they are not allowed to put it in under the beams for Shabbos. Because then the haitzas mashka all happens on Shabbos. Keep pligi here, but Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva were arguing by Shum Boiser Melilois, we let it put it into the press for Shabbos. I was talking about a case, Mechusarim Shrika. It was only missing Shrika because it already had the second step. It didn't have the third step. There's the three steps, again, are like they start crossing a little bit. Then they have Dicha, then they have Shrika. So here, the case of Shum Boiser Melilois are just missing the third level. Already have two levels done. Masha Enkein, our case, even of him, Naim Chasarim Dichadom, it's missing the Shlav number two, the stage number two. It has three stages. It's stage two is Dicha, stage three is Shrika. And Shrika is done with the Kairos. And our case didn't even have dicha. You just stepped on it with their feet, or they grinded it a little bit. Either way, they were not up to the second shlav yet. And the whole machlokes of Shmuel Rekiva is only after the second shlav is done, just you're up to the third stage. So don't bring a riot from there. The case of the brisa of Shmuel Rekiva is that it was very, very much crushed already, and therefore there's no deraisa of schita. That mashkin that came at mashkin that will yotzei zeisim v'anovim after risuk is mutter to keep in the press, but only something that already after the second level. So the Gemara writes a little bit of new Gemara. Just since you mentioned shemen, we're going to say something else about shemen. Shemen shel badadim. Rashi teaches shemen shel badadim means that there's a little oil left over at the end of the process of making the oil. That oil goes to the workers in the Beis Abad. U'machtzala shel badadim, and the mats they use to cover the grapes. Rav asa, Rav holds it's muksa, but Shmuel shari, and Shmuel is not muksa. Now why would it be muksa? Taisis asks this question, Rashi, why should it be muksa? What's wrong with the shemen? It's oil. Why should it be muksa? So it's two pshatim, at least two pshatim. The Ritva says, I think the Ritva says that it's bischarim. that since it's going for his payment, so then that's why it's muksa. That's why Shem is muksa. Others say, I think the Goyis Ben Arya says that they used this Shema, and Shema Shavad Adam does not mean they used it for his schar. That means they used it to oil the machines. That's what Shema Shavad Adam means. That's why it's muksa. And Machzalis is muksa because that's used, it's like muksa machmas iser, it's used to press grapes on Shabbos, on any day, and therefore it has din of muksa. And Shmuel's mutter, the Gemara's explained, because there's a machlek is always Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon by muksa. Rav Yehuda is always more machmer, Rav Shimon is more makel. So Shmuel holds passes like Rav Shimon that is more makel by muksa, and therefore it's mutter here als muksa. Hani kraki de zuzi. Kraki de zuzi means these piers of mats. Zuzi is lashon of a pier, Rashi says. It's like a set of mats that they use to cover schayra on a boat. So Rav Asher, it's muksa, Shmuel Shari, Shmuel Asher, it's mutter. And Shai, why is muksa? Either because it's like muksa machas aren't kiss, Taisus learns muksa machas mias. But again, here's what like it's Rav Asher and Shmuel Asher, mutter, as muksa. Amar Rav Nachman, this next Gemara is about Yontif. Ha'ez, you want to shecht a goat. And so it's not muksa on Yontif, because you're allowed to shecht. But let's say, Ez, that's l'chalava. This is set aside as a milking goat. Or a sheep that's made to get wool from it. Or chickens made for the eggs. Or oxen that are used to plow. Or dates that are used for schayra. All these things, Rav holds is also because of muksa, and therefore you cannot shecht on yontiv. It's muksa. It's mutter on yontiv to use, not muksa. And this machlekes, Rav and Shmuel is totally machlekes Rehuda Rav Shimon, that we know that Rav Shimon is more machmir, Rav Shimon is more makel by muksa, Rehuda is more machmir, and Rav Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, and Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, and that's the shaila if this is muksa or not. You know, Rav Yehuda holds anything that I'm a little bit not, I don't have a mind fit on, Shabbos Yontif is called muksa. Rav Shimon needs more. He needs like dicha b'yadayim. He needs a stronger maisa to make it into muksa. So all these things, they could be used a little bit on Shabbos. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, they're mutter and Yehuda, they're asa. Ahu Talmida, the Oyri Becharosa, the Argus, Rav Shimon. There's a Talmud who paskined in the city of Charata. In the city of Charata, we call it the Argus. Rashi says there was a certain kishamach named Argus. So it was the city of Argus. In that city, he passed like Rav Shimon, and Shamti Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna put him with the cherem. Why? But Rav Shimon's free alone. Rav Nuna himself holds like Rav Shimon. So what's the problem he passed like Rav Shimon? Rav Nuna himself, later on, holds like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara, but after the Rav Hava, it was the city of Rav, and Rav passed like Rav Yehuda. Lo yaboy leila mebedach. He should not have passed in the Mokum of Rav. He should not have passed like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara, the high trade Talmidei, Chad matzal v'chad mano, v'chad matzal v'av v'chomish mano. This is machlekes that we'll have to learn later on more about Riches in the Gemara. That if someone chashom has a fire in the house, that you're not allowed to carry out all your possessions, because then you're going to maybe come to turn out the fire. Even if you have an erev, you can't save everything in the house. So the halacha is you're allowed to save the whole, three meals. But the shaila is, if you take everything in one basket, it could be you could take everything. Could be you could take as much as you fit into one basket. As a machlekes, if maybe even four or five baskets, if you afterwards put it into one basket, you also could save it that way. So it's machlekes amirayim there. And chad matzal b'chad mano, once made it, saved his stuff with one basket. The chad matzal b'av v'chamish money. Other one saved his stuff in four and five baskets. The kamifkli v'pukta the rabba razavda ravuna. They were arguing the machlekes of rabba razavda and ravuna. So it comes to the sugya to show again, talmidim being machriya, like certain amirayim. You see here, two talmidim, one time was machri, like this amira, one was that, like that amira, that's what comes to the sugya. Zok the mishta vayit, I'll make at least a schal in the mishta, maybe we'll try to finish it. Zok the mishta, ein tzolim basar, batzol, beitza, elgei shetzolim vayayim. This is the issa we saw before of shehiya, you're not allowed to leave something on a fire as Shabbos goes in, kushem yachata, maybe you'll stroke the fire. So it says, you can't be tzolim a basar, which is meat, or onions, or egg, only if it's cooked, roasted before Shabbos, then it's muta. Einos then pass the tanner chashecha. Same thing. Now put bread into the tanner as night falls. Veloy charara and not a cookie type of cookie, a flat cookie. agavik cholim. On top of cholim, elegant shakom for now. Only if it gets crusty before Shabbos, because then it's shakom for now. If it's crusty before Shabbos, then already it's mutas no shami yichata, because it's already half done. Rabbi Lazo Aimer, kesh yikrim tachten shlo. The bottom also needs to be crusty, and we'll see what that means. And halach is mishalshlim as a pasach with tanurim chasheicha. You're allowed to put the karm pesach in the tanurim chasheicha, even if it's not cooked. Why? We'll see in the Gemara, because the Bnei Chabura remind each other, since you have a Chabura and there's Rizim, and therefore they remind each other not to be Mechata. U'machizim es ha'or b'maduris beis ha'moikid. And when you have a fire in the beis ha'moikid, in the beis ha'mikdash, you used to make a big fire for the people, for the Kahanim who were walking barefoot. So you could start the fire, even though it's not so big the fire yet, you're not worried Shami Yechata. Why not? Because the Kahanim are Zrizim, and they won't come to do that. But most of the fire has to be lit before Shabbos, most of the firewood, because if not, you might come to do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, b'pechomim kol shuhu. When it comes to coals, that's enough to light a little bit, because they definitely won't go out and light each other. And Mitzvah, tomorrow's daf will explain this Mishnah of a Tuv Tam V'das.